Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who sucks less? Coming up first time, though, for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Had a couple of our questions, but was way more painful than you thought it was going to be. We start with this one. I tore my rotator cuff a year ago. I did that helping my neighbor take a bicycle pedal off. Heard a loud pop. Thought it was my popping, like when you crack your knuckles. No, that was the sound of my cuff and three tendons being ripped apart. A week after surgery and all the pain wore off, holy hell, it hurt just to breathe and a sneeze, like dealing with broken ribs. All healed up now, and I have full use of my right shoulder. Stay sexy, guys. That's from the Elk Plain Drifter. This is a weird one. Guys, my husband, Scott, has had both legs amputated fairly recently. He says the phantom pains are the worst. He experiences intense pain in his lower legs and feet, though he no longer has them.
I've heard about phantom pain.
I've heard that before.
That seems like the most unfair thing. Like, wait a minute. My legs aren't here. That is correct. But the legs that I don't have are going to hurt me kind of all the time. Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's much worse.
I've heard sympathy pains and phantom pains. Phantom pain, it's ridiculous because your body is still trying to make sense of what's not there. But if you're wondering what sympathy pains are, if you've seen the movie Misery, and she swings a sledgehammer into James Caan's groin, like every guy in the theater, snap their knees together and put their hands over the junk, right? Like, that is something you understand.
Hola, Michellas. I've got two birthdays. I want to get a shout-out today, if you don't mind. Love listening to you guys. My son, Teddy, celebrates 1 year since he burst forth from his mother.
Let me out!
Can I get Goofy giving him some tips on things like walking and not biting his dad? That for Matt.
Well, gosh, when it comes to walking, you sure did come to the right place because all Goofy's a dog. So the first thing I did, not unlike you, start on four legs. But when old Mickey hired me for a gig, he said, you got to walk upright. Only Pluto, contractually, can be a dog that walks on four legs. Then Goofy learned how to walk on two legs. I'm Goofy. I'm a dog. If I can do it, you sure can too.
Put the gates up. Brandon.
No, do not put the gates up. Teach that kid not to go down the stairs, let him go down the stairs.
Guys, Brandon celebrates 39 years of surprisingly getting smaller with age. Can he get a your penis is too small? The Dirty German's discussing his new hobby, which is woodworking. That from Matt and Glenn.
Yeah, I cannot recall the exact age, probably about 9 or 10, but I discovered woodworking for myself has been a daily hobby every day since then.
And see, I like this guy. It took 37 years, and he's like, you know what's so sick? I'm into this woodworking now.
Yeah, I can admit it openly.
Yeah, but I won't work your... Yeah.
Hello, guys. My dog, Kevin.
There you go, Mike.
Is turning 29 years old today. He would love to hear some advice from Coach Ted on how to spend the last year in his 20s. And maybe a couple of Joey Chestnuts. Rock on, guys. That from Dirty Dave in Spanaway.
Joey Chestnut!
How old is he turning?
He is 29 years old.
First of all, congratulations. You've never met a dog that old. Nah, I know. You're just saying you're a dog. All right, last year, your 20s. You know what? Don't sweat that. It was like, what am I going to do? It's my last year in my 20s. Really nothing.
What you should start doing is planning something awesome and epic for 30. You could have a party. You could go to a fun place you normally wouldn't go. You could do whatever you want.
A ranch of bunnies, perhaps?
Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, man, when you turn 30, don't worry. And again, I have said this thousands of times. You will wake up on your 30th birthday and go, all right, I'm 30. It ain't that exciting.
Now it's not.
It's another birthday. Speaking of, guys, almost forgot it was my 30th birthday, but I remember to send this in. Yay. So can I get Miles giving me a little motivation to quit smoking, Coach Ted on how to tackle my 30s, and the captain talking about getting S-faced on the river this weekend. All right. A little motivation to quit smoking. I don't know if I can help you on this one. It's not that easy.
You'll die.
Yeah, it sucks. But here you go. Okay. Troy, everyone will tell you that smoking will kill you, and they're right. But when they do, just be sure to tell them it also cures salmon.
Yeah. How old's this guy turning to get
30? Troy in Portland.
All right. First of all, Troy, kind of shocked you didn't know it was your 30th birthday, but I respect. Unlike the last guy, you're like, yeah, big deal. I turned 30. What should you do? We'll go out this weekend. Sounds you got plans on a river. Bring your PFD, man. It's still pretty early out there.
It's cold, yes.
Ooh! Ahoy there! Well, the last time the captain got S-faced on the river, it wasn't because I was drunk. No, I got S-faced because I was downwind of Betty Crocker at the end of a particular sex act called the Toucan Sam. Crunch Bears.
All of it is from lovely Hornell, New York. We'd love to wish our coworker Tyler a very happy birthday. Years and years at the gym, he just found out Clean and Jerk is done with weights. Can you give me your penis is too small? Hey, you like that? And the Dirty Germans talking about what it means to tuck your pants into your cowboy boots. Thanks, gentlemen, from the Alstom crew. Keith, Sue, Trey, Ben, F This Jason, and the Trickler.
Yeah, as a reason I took my pants into my cowboy boots, it's not for fashion. It is too high to see the end of my penis.
Yeah, so we're Germans. It's the only way we wear cowboy boots is with our jeans tucked into them. So Americans are now into the skinny jeans. Yeah, we always had those.
Yeah.
We always tuck them into the boots.
I like her horse, guys. If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. How about some advice from Coach Ted about turning the dirty 30? Some life advice from Miles as well, and sprinkle in some thrill shot gun gets. Thanks, bitches. That from Mike the Sparky.
All right, Sparky. Get. I don't know if he's an electrician or just a pony. Either way, look, you're turning 30. This is a great excuse. Hey, your birthday's always a good excuse to have a good party, do whatever. But 30's a big one. I mean, hell, you could walk into a bar and just go, hey, today's my 30th birthday. Some jackass like Coach will buy you a drink. Get.
Okay, Mike the Sparky.
Get. Sparky.
30 is the age where a lot of your friends will actually start having kids. A fun thing to say when someone tries to hand you their baby is, no thanks, I'm a vegetarian.
I start doing that. Oh, no, dude, I couldn't, man. I'm a vegetarian.
Thanks, though.
My new diet. Stopped eating babies about a year ago.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you. I have a couple extra emails. 1984's number ones. Hold a gentleman on yesterday, Sid Spin. You question who kept Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark out of the top spot. I'm the history major who went two and done on Big Dummy a year ago. As well as the Minshew fan, who bombed out the other day on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Allow me to get a little Cliff Clavin on y'all and let you in on a little known fact that there were not one but two artists who kept the Boss out of the top spot in the summer of 1984.
Ah, that's right.
The first was my 13-year-old self's personal favorite, Duran Duran's The Reflex. And then Prince's When Doves Cry took over for several weeks before Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. peaked after that.
I can deal with two of those. Ghostbusters should not be the reason you were not number one.
Keep up the good keep up the good work and keep rocking. That from Mike the history major. But I will say this: Ray Parker Jr. eventually almost channeled who was it? The Reverend Al Sharpton. How so?
It is. Well, because basically it was like, is there something strange in the neighborhood?
But it wasn't your daddy.
That's exactly right. There's nothing strange about your daddy. It's almost like Ray Parker was.
Where's pajamas? Nose fell off in the courtroom. Ain't nothing strange about that.
You got a picture of Peter Pan.
Yeah, he had a chimpanzee named Bubbles that he dressed like him. Ain't nothing
wrong with your daddy. Wore pajamas all the time, walking around with a monkey.
And Blanket, he named you Blanket. Ain't nothing strange about that.
You normal. He really took it up there trying to pull that off.
No, Blanket Jackson.
If somebody ever says to you, you're normal, or oh, you're totally normal.
You're not.
Like, that's not a compliment.
No.
No, it's not.
No, that's totally normal. People do that all the time.
And keep in mind, Al Sharpton made all these statements and no one had said, man, Michael Jackson is strange. Like, he just came up there like, nothing strange about your daddy.
That monkey named Bubbles. He almost turned into Red Fox.
That's the nicest thing you could say about Michael Jackson is that he was strange.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is the nice way of describing Michael Jackson.
And one more. What hit me? Hello, gentlemen. Many moons ago, I was a member of the Blue Angels maintenance crew.
All right.
One of my jobs was to help get Fat Albert ready for the show. I had to get up and remove the hatch and put in the bubble, which allows someone to sit up there during the flight. I didn't think about the amount of pressure the hatch was under, and when it released, it hit me right between the eyes and split the skin.
Sorry about that.
Our awesome corpsman used butterfly stitches and cleaned me up. Later that night, when we were out partying, someone asked me about my cut. Without missing a beat, my friend Sam said, "You think that's bad? You should see the other guy." Cheers, guys. That's from Senor Chief.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. See the thrill who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said at the top of the show, all of these people were marinated in douche juice. They're not the worst people in the world, but they're far from the best. We have a man in Washington State. Then we will travel to South Carolina before coming back west and heading south to California. But let's start here in Washington, where you know when you're on the road, right? And then some jerk, like, ignores an ambulance with its lights on. The ambulance looks like they want to ram into the vehicle to push it out of the way. Well, the reverse happened in this case. A man in Washington State, he was arrested after road raging on an ambulance earlier this month. The ambulance was headed back to the local fire station when a man in the truck flipped out. Now, he was mad because he thought the ambulance pulled out in front of him and was going too slow. It did not have its sirens on or anything like that. So they came up to an intersection. The guy pulled up next to the ambulance, confronted the crew, and then rammed his truck into the side of the ambulance. As a result of doing that, his truck got wedged and stuck in the process. So now he is permanently connected to the ambulance. Well, the police showed up, noticed that the guy, well, he had beer and weed in the truck, and apparently he had been enjoying both while he was driving. So he was arrested for DUI and possession and taken to jail. The good news, no one hurt.
Okay.
Road rage and ambulance. Now we go to South Carolina, where an employee at a hotel in Hartsville accidentally gave a couple the key to someone else's room over the weekend. Then, instead of giving the key back, the couple went in and stole a bunch of stuff. They were staying right next door, put all the stuff in the back of their truck outside, so it's in plain view, which is kind of stupid. Well, it turned out the people they robbed, it's a group of construction workers, and when they got back from the job site, they saw their stuff sitting in this other person's truck, so they stole it back. Well, the two thieves, they were watching through the window, and they decided to confront the construction workers who just got their stuff back. Well, in this couple, the guy had a knife, and it sounds like the woman had a stun gun or something. Anyway, the construction workers did not have any weapons, but they had tools. So one of them grabbed a 4-foot level and beat the hell out of both of those people with it. Police posted details on Facebook, said the level ended up getting bent. So they hit the guy pretty hard. No word what kind of charges the two of them were facing. So we got the wrong key. Let's steal the crap. And now let's go to California, where Mike, you had the story a couple weeks ago. A California cop was arrested after he was caught masturbating by the family who had called him for help in a domestic disturbance. Officer Matthew Dominguez, 32, he, quote, touched himself in front of two female family members inside a home, then exposed himself to the mother. The shocked and scared women, they ran to two men elsewhere in the house, and then one of them saw the cop exposing himself in the dining area of the home. Now, Dominguez, who'd worked for the department for 4 years, he'd been called to the home with other officers on a report of a mentally ill family member getting violent. Well, the officer sent two other cops away to find the mentally ill family member before he exposed himself. The officer is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. He was slapped with the charge of indecent exposure and could face either a year in jail or up to 10 years on the sex offender registry. So there you go. We got the guy in Washington State. Sure, he's high. He's drunk. He decides to ram an ambulance because he believes it cut him off. We have the couple in South Carolina given the keys to the wrong motel room. So they decide, what the hell? Let's steal their stuff. And then finally, the officer in California who shows up for a domestic call and decides to show his penis to everyone.
They masturbated. They did more than just flash him.
Mm-hmm. And the couple in South Carolina, the construction workers got him back.
They did.
They did, but they forcibly did it. They confronted them.
Because it's a motel. So we stole the stuff out of your room and I put it in my truck that's parked directly next door. The construction workers get back to like, that's our crap. So they just take their stuff back, which is fair. But the couple who stole it was watching them and came outside to give the construction workers, whose crap it is, grief for taking their stuff back. And then they got their ass beat with a 4 foot level.
Nice. I'm glad they got their ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who sucks the least here?
Yeah, that's gotta be methy. Nobody can be that.
To steal stuff and then put it in the truck next to the room that you know you just stole from.
Yeah, that's just moronic.
I think, though, Ted, in this instance, I'm gonna say the Washington State guy who rammed an ambulance. He sucks the most.
All right.
He's drunk, he's under the influence, and he is basically making an emergency response vehicle not able to do its job. So in the event that there was an emergency and something happened, or he could have hurt somebody more by driving under the influence and how
he was trying to. He just failed at his attempt to.
And how's that ambulance going to take someone to the hospital and charge him $10,000 if they can't get there? Because his car was kind of hooked up to it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. The masturbation thing, that happened in someone's living room. I believe there were three women in the family present at that point in time when the officer came in.
There were two. I don't know the age. Yeah. There's a mother. I do not know the ages of the
daughter.
I believe
like an aunt or a daughter or somebody else is in there. So that's, I mean, the family's already, they've already called you because somebody in their family is having a mental emergency.
Right, they're under a lot of distress.
They're under distress and you're worried about them. And the next thing you know, you got an officer in your living room masturbating for whatever reason.
That's a story as old as time itself.
Based on the fact that the construction workers got their stuff back and were able to beat the people who stole their stuff, even though they were given the key to the room, you're not supposed to steal people's stuff, beat them with a level, I think that is the story that sucks the least.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to decide. I think the cop in California might suck the most just because there's people in there. You're in the living room and like that would be super weird for anybody, but much less somebody that's
supposed to. I think the scenario under which they called it. You want to break your penis out, 9 times out of 10, I don't care. That's on you. But right, like they physically called you to their home because there's something really bad going on.
Right. And also, that's what I'm saying. Like that would be super weird and sexual. Almost like assault, I guess, to do it in anybody's living room while they're watching.
Yes.
But you're an officer of the law.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and then you're committing a crime in their living room. Like, that's bad. And, like, twist it. The guy in Washington State, he's an idiot. And I agree with you, Miles. Like, the ambulance is out of commission now. But luckily, nobody got hurt. But, yeah, that could have been terrible because, you know, who knows? They might have had to flip those lights and sirens on 2 minutes later and go somewhere.
You don't know. That's exactly it. That's why I call it an emergency.
Did you say what town that was in, by the way?
With the ambulance? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Eastern or Western Washington?
I believe if I'm not 100% on this. It may have been Vancouver, but do not quote me on that.
All right. I'll take that.
I'm not 100%, but I think it is Western Washington.
But then, yeah, Miles, you're right. Like, the couple in South Carolina, like, the dudes got their stuff back, and they caught a beating for it. I don't know. Outside, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be meth or something involved.
You just assume.
I mean, look, we've all had fantasies of stealing.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, I could fathom going into a room, and it's like, oh, this isn't our room. Like, that's really, like, I don't know. There's a size 10 Air Max that's brand new. But then to steal them and leave them where people could see them and you're in the room next door.
You're an idiot.
Yep.
Yeah, like I can't get past that one. But in the end, that sucks the least just because they're dumb.
That happened in Stevens County, which is far northeastern Washington.
Oh, never mind. Nowhere near Vancouver.
Yeah.
I was so close. Right state.
Not saying nothing, but makes sense. Nobody likes Stevens. Yeah. Not his county. Not his...
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we'll drink and we'll toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. The first quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a team of researchers found out that there's actually medical benefits to women using those buzzy toys.
Vibrators, Mike?
And they're, the benefits are strong enough to warrant doctors prescribing them to female patients regularly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are your situation has to be? Well, here's a prescription for a vibrator.
That's awesome. Make sure that you use the 2 and 3 setting. Don't just stick on the 1 and 2 setting.
We're going to need you to get one of the diesel ones. You can get a generator for this one. Keep it outside.
Hyundai is recalling more than 200,000 cars due to exploding seat belts.
That's a fair reason to do
that. How does that even happen?
There shouldn't be anything combustible in the seat belt.
There shouldn't be.
Right, doesn't pop out.
Right.
You use it yourself, it's manual.
Like, are the springs just too tight? What's the deal, gang?
Right, because like in the late 90s, early 2000s, that was like a thing to have electric seat belts, but I haven't seen them in years.
No, because they suck.
Oh, I remember those. I think I heard one or two horror stories of people like getting their head hooked on that doggone thing. Like, it's bad.
The ones connected to the door?
Yeah.
They just did that early on because people wouldn't wear them. I ain't wearing no seat belt, kid. Like Florida. I ain't wearing no motorcycle helmet. Okay, man.
All right.
Thank God you're not.
Have fun.
Right, because my Topaz had them. The main thing I remember was just getting in and out too quick, and you just, like, hurt your neck.
Quack, yeah. A new study found that watching less than an hour of TV a day could lower heart disease risk.
I guess it depends what you're watching.
I'm watching plenty more than that, so I think I'm at an even lower risk.
I think most people, yeah.
Wait a minute, they're saying watching an hour of TV lowers your risk?
Watching less than an hour of TV a day.
Right, okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It means get your ass up if you're right, watching for an hour.
Sorry, you confused me there.
Well, that was the point, Ted. I wanted the headline to read it the way I wanted it to.
Yeah. I was going to say, if watching a ton of TV is good for people's arms.
I have a watch that tells me all that. Time to stand.
Right.
It's time to eat. It's time for you to pee. Always a buzz.
Just fall in line, Miles.
What does he want me to do?
Just become a robot.
What does George Orwell want?
A woman in Wales tried to save a sheep by scaling a 12-foot cliff. She got herself stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they do, too.
Right.
They climb those mountains.
Yeah, the sheep's probably like, man, I was trying to explain.
This is not,
that's why
there.
I was bleeding, like, bleating to you.
There's no
this
way
is not
out.
Good.
There's no way down.
I got four legs. You got two.
It's crazy what little square footage they need to climb up
there. It blows my mind. When I show them those sheep, man, I mean, literally, it's like a 3-inch outcrop.
Yes.
And they'll jog up the thing.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
They'll almost hover in mid-doggone air hanging off of a cliff. All they need is just that little itty-bitty sliver.
Have you ever seen them trying to avoid, and I don't know where this was, like, it was like leopards or something like that?
It's a planet Earth thing, yeah.
And these things, they're cruising up and down these sheer rock faces. There's an apex predator chasing you. I don't know, it just blows my mind that these things don't just fall off.
Oh, yeah. And it's, like you said, absolute precision. They give no Fs, dude.
Isn't part of that just evolution so they don't get eaten?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the safest places you can be, right? Until nature said, but here's a leopard that can do the same thing.
This comes to us via...
My buddy has, like, smaller goats, and even on their, like, they have, like, there's, like, a chicken coop.
Yeah.
And it's like an A-frame. All right. I'm like, how the hell do I even stand it on that?
A ladder. Mm-hmm. Step still, dude. That's it.
On all fours.
This comes to us via BuzzFeed. There's a thread online where people are sharing personality traits that they developed later in life that they wish that they would have sooner. And for that, it's time for
the Men's Room Top 10.
Jesus, I keep forgetting about this.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Top 10 personality traits people developed later in life they wish they developed sooner. Here's one just off the top of my head. How about a personality?
Salty old man.
Sometimes, sometimes that intro is salty, sometimes it's funny.
Other times it's honest.
Sometimes.
What did I say earlier? Maybe saying no more?
Saying no more is probably not a bad one. Good question. What are some personality traits that you guys have developed in these later years of your life that you wish that you would have had earlier on in your 1,000%
indifference to other people's opinions.
Oh, yep. For heaven's sakes.
But I think that just comes with age. I mean, I wish I had done it sooner. Sure. I just don't know how that's possible.
Once you figure out that everybody else's opinion literally does nothing to you.
It means as much as yours does.
You know?
So what?
Yeah.
I think kind of like what bounces off me sticks to you. Kind of more of a Teflon approach.
There you go. Exactly.
To just everything.
Water on a duck's back.
Man. I don't care. I don't even know why you care what I think.
For real.
Right?
Why do you have such a strong...
opinion about my opinion.
Right.
It's just my opinion.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I told you how I think. If you want to change my mind, talk with me. Don't yell at me about it. Anyway, so these are personality traits people develop later in life that they wish that they'd have sooner. First being, giving people the benefit of the doubt. No one is trying to make your life harder. They're just trying to do things for themselves. So don't take things to heart and be kind to others. That's one that I've been trying to just drill into my own head recently. It's like...
Yeah, I think you tell yourself that more than you say it to other people.
Right. They're doing this because... No, they're not. They're doing it because it suits them better. Right. You know?
I feel like I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah?
I gotta be less trusting of people.
Less trusting of people. Gotcha.
It's a good personality trait, I like.
I'm going to start putting
it's the truth, though.
No, I believe
it. But I mean, you only learn those things, but like, some people are, I don't know. I guess I just disagree with that one. I'm like, I've gotten older. I realize some people are a-holes and doing it to be an a-hole.
Very specific.
Yeah. Carry that knife behind their back.
Right, it's not like they're a child. Like, children, you kind of go whatever. But yeah, there was definitely some times in my early, mid-20s, like, all right, yeah, we're not. You can always forgive somebody. Don't forget.
Right.
Because if you keep doing the same thing, then you're the idiot.
Exactly. Number 7, believing in your own assessment of people and not that made by others. Yes.
Yeah, 100%. For sure. But again, that just comes with time.
Right. You know,
Because inevitably you've met the same 50 people that are available for you to meet. Some of them are nice, some of them are meaner, but people say, well, you're a sheep. It's like, bro, I got news for you. I haven't earned an original opinion in my life, including my own.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, so everyone's part of some group, and you can generally identify where they're coming from, and then you don't care.
Right.
I mean, that's the end
now,
of it.
Now, I will take warnings from other people about certain people.
Sure.
Hey, man, watch out for this guy. He's kind of a... And then I always give him the same response. I'll let him prove that to me himself.
Right. I think they do, but... Yeah, 9 times out of 10, your buddy was right. The guy is an a-hole, but...
I think it's very important to tap people for the resources that you find relevant to you. So, in other words, if you know somebody who likes the same kind of TV or movies or whatever, you know to ask them their opinion of what they thought about something you haven't seen.
Right.
Just not some random jamoke.
Right.
I mean, you can read that review, but ultimately, like, you know what to talk to your friends about based on what you trust them to know a lot more about, you know?
Right.
Whatever anyone else says, I don't care.
Right. There's a reason why I don't really listen to your guys' opinions on Disney movies. I enjoy Disney movies. Right. I know you guys don't.
I don't listen to you, but we understand. Right. Like, if you want to hear a positive review, ask Mike. We both saw the same movie. We both know the plot. It's just, I have a much different opinion, but that's the beauty of opinions. What the movie is will not change.
Right. You're not going to believe my opinion on food.
No.
Man, trust me, this is great.
But if you like Disney movies, yes.
Wild Hogs was a great movie.
What is the one people are going crazy about now? Jim and Dale?
Oh, yeah, that one's fresh out on Disney Plus. I haven't seen
people
that
People are losing their mind over it.
Well, I've just been reading
in a good or a bad way.
In a great way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I never had gravitated toward those two characters.
I think that's why it's doing well.
They tried to update it and make it a little. I've seen the commercials. My kids want me to watch the commercials. And like Chip and Dale, as far as all the Disney characters, mean nothing to me. But right. I watched the preview of the movie and chuckled out loud.
That's why I would almost give that a chance.
Right.
Because like Snow White means nothing to me. Cinderella means nothing to me.
Sure.
The Lady in the Trap, we can go on and on and on. Like, all the stuff I grew up with was just kind of minutiae.
Yeah.
Well,
but I would watch something that, you know, like, I told Steve the other day, I was like, I like Toy Story. He's like, that's not Disney. I was like, well.
And you said, well, that's Pixar. Pixar's Disney, but they take out the singing.
Exactly.
Adults are watching, too. That's all it is.
See,
all
I like that.
Pixar was Pixar, then Disney bought
Disney bought,
right,
so but they didn't change it.
Same with Marvel, though, right?
Yeah, they bought because if you can't beat them, buy them. And Disney, they can do that.
All right,
exactly.
ESPN,
right?
They have no sports complexes, no sports places to go to, no sports amusement parks. Just buy ESPN.
Personality traits people develop later in life that they wish that they had sooner. Number six: choosing to ignore dumb people instead of arguing with them.
You just don't have time. And right. I know right now, things are a little different now because the media and politics is set up specifically for us to do this.
Sure.
But when you get them out of your head, right, to stop losing everything they bitch, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's not worth it. It doesn't change anything, and it doesn't make life better. So.
I would say especially in family settings.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
You know your cousin's an idiot. You've known him your entire life.
You're going to say something. But if you keep reacting every time the same way, like, they're not going to stop. They don't mind.
Well,
it's fun for them.
Well, and as I mature as far as social cues and psychology goes, you can tell the people that have strong opinions, yet you can break through and kind of have that conversation with them versus the people.
But that's a conversation.
Versus the people who have that built-in response to anything that you say is just plug this argument in that shuts everything down.
Right.
Because it means nothing. However, you have no answer for it. Therefore, you're the idiot.
I'll get a phone call from my kid that'll say, hey, you gotta see this post on Facebook. You know, our cousin, I think they're a racist. And I'm like, I'm not on there. What was the post? She'll read me the post. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
That's a very racist thing to say.
Like, now you know.
It's sexist. Not racist. It's sexist. Whatever it is, it's always something. You know, I'm just like,
sure.
Yes, you are correct on your opinion. That's why I'm not on here.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be shocked by this.
Right.
Everyone has some dumb opinions.
Exactly.
Facebook's like you learn over years, too. Like, some people just say things confidently.
They do.
They're not right.
Right.
So that it, but I, like, I've seen this with, and people get real mad. Like, I have one buddy, and people get mad at him. I go, look, you can argue with him. He'll argue back with you. He just says stuff confidently. That's the way he goes about his life. But
yes,
he's not right all the time.
Right. What's worse is when they'll own up to that and they say, well, if I'm wrong, you got to check me on it. It's like, well, then quit saying stuff so doggone strongly if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt, dude.
I'm with you. I trust me. I struggle with that.
I got it. Number five, the ability to take criticism and feedback in the spirit in which it was given.
Well, yeah, and the spirit with which it was given, yes.
Kind of goes back to number eight there for a second of giving people the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, take everything people say with a grain of salt. However, sometimes when people are telling you something, especially with the manner that they're bringing it up, they're helping to make you better.
You
hopefully
might not like me here, but look, man, I get it from my wife. I do it to my wife. You certainly get it from your kids, and you do it to your kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of how you choose to bring things up.
Exactly.
That's all
it
is.
And I think it has to do with who's saying it to you.
Like, right. Obviously, that goes a long way.
Right. Like, there's certain people where it's like, no.
Right. Like, I have no ability to speak on this.
Right. But if it's somebody in your family or whatever, or a good friend, you're going to go, okay, you're right.
Because you know they're looking out for you.
Also, depending on what they know. Like, our shot of the day yesterday. You have no reason.
Yeah, right. Alec Baldwin talking about workplace.
This is not right. This is not your platform.
Right. You are allowed to have an opinion, but shut up.
Don't share it. Just don't share it.
Exactly.
Don't share it.
It means nothing coming from you.
This is not a good idea. This is not a good look.
Listen, a random person can pass me on the street and say, you need to lose some weight, and I will tell them to just screw off. My wife
has lost weight.
My fiance will look at me and say, you're fat, and I'll say, okay, I need to work out.
Because she's throwing you some leg. Right? I mean, right? The first time I shaved off my dirt stash in my teens, it's because this chick that I thought was hot told me I'd look cuter without it. It was gone as soon as I got home from school. And I remember my dad just saying, who's the girl? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you've been trying to grow that little piece of crap on your lip since you've been a child. You came home and shaved it, and you're 16. Who's the girl?
I was trying to be the Tarantino spokesperson.
Yeah, that's what Dana Bradley.
Number four, decisiveness. The ability to just make a decision and stick with it.
Just make a decision. Look, the worst case scenario, you're wrong.
Right.
It's not.
Oh, no.
But indecision to me, that's one thing that drives me crazy. Hemming and hawing. Just make a decision. If we made the wrong one, we'll live with it. We'll be fine.
We'll recover from it.
Dinner's bad on that one.
Thank you.
Dinner's the worst.
Yes.
I don't really care.
Don't worry.
You do care, because I just said pizza, and you said, no, I don't want that.
We can have the other one tomorrow if this one doesn't work out.
You just say where to go. We will go there. I will eat vegetarian food.
I want to go where you want to go.
And being decisive, I have given you seven answers.
I want to know what you want to do.
I want to get Chinese.
Number three.
I don't want Chinese. Anymore, I get more frustrated with myself.
I can't
eat carbohydrates. With your own indecision?
With foods. A dinner, right? Like, Sunday to me is always like the fun night for dinner.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? And then like all week I'll talk about something, and then Sunday night I won't eat that. And I'm like, why the hell did I order this?
45 minutes on DoorDash.
I'm so pissed about that sesame chicken, Mike.
Matter of fact, Ted's like, hey, dude, this weekend, you're going to be close to an Arby's. You should go there because it's going to be right there. You're going to talk about this hamburger forever. I was like, you know what, Ted? I really think if I'm down in that area, I'm going to Popeye's to get that chicken sandwich.
Damn right.
F Arby's. He said, you would keep talking about the sandwich. I'm like,
I know, that makes no sense.
I know, but I'm going to get that Popeye's chicken sandwich instead because I'm close to Popeye's. I'm not close to Popeye's. Popeye's greater than Arby's.
Number three.
You don't know that yet. I know. You're right.
Had the
right,
burger.
Right, right,
I know.
My poor Mike's got to work in the morning. Exactly. He said, stop, I get you burgers. I'm like, dude, you're spending 3 days near an Arby's. Let's get one.
Come on, man.
Oh, dear.
They open at 9:30.
Number three, the ability to tell yourself to shut up when you start overthinking. God bless it. Let that come faster.
My buddy's dad gave me some good advice, which was like, you're always going to worry about stuff and everything, and you should recognize it. But he was also like, give it its time.
Yeah.
So don't spend all night.
Right.
And you also learn as you get older, like, you might spend a couple hours at home freaking out about something. But generally, that other person or that the other person involved in what you think, like, they're not.
Sleeping
it ain't
like
going to ruin their night. It's not going to ruin their weekend.
That's right. And it's also 2 a.m. What are you going to do to fix it right now? Nothing. Yep. Go to sleep.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to do is...
Number two, firmness. Firm in boundaries. Asking for needs and wants. Just... being assertive, basically, is what that was.
Yeah, to me, I equate that to just getting grumpier as you get older.
And this is the number one personality trait that people develop later in life that they wish they had sooner, the ability to just not take things personally.
Yeah.
Teflon.
I still.
It helps a lot. It really does.
Be willing to be indifferent, man. I mean, it is what it is. So there you go. Personality traits. A family in the UK called police to report a body in a local park, but that's not exactly what they found.
What did they find?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest online for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.